For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. An incoming lawmaker from Greene County is trying to revive right to work. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on why Senator-elect Eric Burleson says he isn't necessarily taking referendum repealing that policy into effect.
Burleson filed legislation that would enact right to work, which bars unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues. Voters overwhelmingly repealed that policy earlier this year after lawmakers passed it in 2017. But the Republican lawmaker says right to work is a moral issue that transcends the outcome of a statewide vote.
Issues that you hold dear in that regard should not be change based on the vote of a people.
Whether Burleson's bill gets any traction remains to be seen. Senate President Pro Tem-elect Dave Schatz, a fellow Republican, has said right to work is off the table for the foreseeable future. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A Missouri lawmaker who resigned just 1 minute before new lobbying limits took effect says he quit in order to focus on private sector business possibilities. Democratic Representative Courtney Allen Curtis of Ferguson resigned at 11:59 p.m. Wednesday. That was 1 minute before a voter-approved amendment took effect requiring lawmakers to wait 2 years before registering as lobbyists. State law had required only a 6-month lobbyist waiting period. Curtis said today that the timing was intentional. He said he's starting an online sports experience marketing company and wants to pursue a grant from a state-funded entity. Curtis says he doesn't foresee himself registering as a lobbyist, but wants to leave open that possibility if necessary. Several other lawmakers also resigned in the days leading up to the lobbying amendment taking effect. Today, MU Professor Emeritus Dr. George Smith is in Stockholm, Sweden with his wife and guests to kickstart celebrations for Nobel Prize Week. KBIA's Meg Cunningham is in Sweden with more.
Professor George Smith is in Stockholm to begin a week of celebration for Nobel Prize winners. Smith and the other laureates donated artifacts from their work to the Nobel Museum today.
One of the first things we did after getting a short beginning tour is to give the artifact to the museum. So every laureate gives an artifact to the museum. So I gave a little tiny test tube about this tall that contains about 0.5 milliliter of solution with the first phage display.
Smith is a co-winner of the prize in chemistry for his research of bacterial phage display, which led to the development of the drug Humira. For this trip, he brought along some of his postdoctoral fellows, who he says are, quote, like family, and family members for a total entourage of 16. Nobel events for Smith will continue Friday with a press conference in preparation for his guest lecture Saturday. Reporting from Stockholm, I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News.
Missouri Secretary of State is investigating fellow Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley over allegations that he used public funds to bolster his successful U.S. Senate bid. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's Deputy General Counsel confirmed the investigation in a letter released today. The investigation is in response to a complaint filed by a liberal organization. The American Democracy Legal Fund says it was a misuse of taxpayer-funded resources for out-of-state political consultants to direct Attorney General staff to do work that would help Hawley's campaign. Attorney General spokesperson Mary Compton in a statement said the office is happy to cooperate with the investigation and, quote, put these ridiculous allegations to bed once and for all. She called the allegations totally meritless and said no taxpayer resources were ever used for the campaign. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.